She's met people here who can distinguish workable buttonholes on a suit cuff at 20 feet. I have to ask you, Miss Pollard, if you're entirely serious about this. I Greenaway is the sort of shop you must be buzzed into, and Greenaway himself looks as though his toe might be hovering over a button that would summon large helmeted men with truncheons. Yes, Mr. Greenaway, I am. He looks at her black nylon flight jacket.
You are a collector?
My father. Greenaway considers this.
I don't recognize the name, Curtis. Rather a small field.
Mr. Pollard, says Nagami, a retired American government official with a background in the sciences, has a number of Type 1s, all dating from 1949 and of course numbered below 300. And several Type 2s as well, chosen primarily for condition and case variety.
The thumbnail of Wynn, not inaccurate, is the result of his gentle questioning on the pavement outside. Greenaway glares at him.
May I ask you a question?
Nagami inquires, inclining slightly forward, with an audible creak.
A question?
A question of provenance. Hestock was known to keep 3 prototypes in his home in Nedeln, Lakenstein. Upon his death in 1988, they are known to have been sold to a private collector.
Yes.
Would the one on offer be one of those, Mr. Greenaway? I found the description on your website somewhat ambiguous in that regard.
Case watches Greenaway redden slightly.
No, it would not. It is from the estate of a master machinist and comes with extensive documentation, including photographs of it in the hands of both Herstock and the machinist, its fabricator. The 3 from the house in Nedeln are numbered 1, 2, and 3 in Romans. The one on offer is number 4.
His expression perfectly neutral. He continues to stare at Nagami with what Case takes to be absolute loathing.
In Romans.
May we see it, please? Case asks.
Master machinist, says Nagami. Fabricator,